Dr. Pinsky with a male IMN, Gregory Williamson. According to the information obtained from the examinee, Gregory Williamson is a 37-year-old male who alleges he was injured at work on 3/3/21 period. Actually, make it 57 instead of 37. He was told to lift heavy air conditioners and stack them over his head when his wrist gave out. Period. The air conditioner then landed on his head without loss of consciousness. Period. He reported injuring his neck, but was able to keep working. Period. 2 to 3 days later, the pain was extremely increased and he sought treatment. Period. He had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period. Underline this, he requested and received assistance in completing his intake paperwork. Period. He stated it was difficult to do because of a brain bleed and injury causing blurry vision. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Williamson alleges he was removing air conditioners from a storage unit, suffering orthopedic and neurologic injuries to his head, neck, back, and left shoulder. Period. In paragraph, treatment records show he was seen on 3/9/21 at Concentra. Period. He complained of back pain, neck pain, and left wrist pain, as well as groin and abdominal pain and left thigh pain. Period. He related this was the result of repetitive lifting of air conditioning units, each weighing about 50 pounds. Period. There were 400 to 500 units in a trailer. Period. He was stacking them to 6 high and then breaking back down to 4 high. Period. There were a total of 4 workers stacking and 3 workers in the trailer, sending the units on the conveyor belt. Period. His work involved bending, lifting, overhead lifting, twisting. Period. He had one of the air conditioner units fall onto the left side of his head without loss of consciousness. Period. He was complaining of pain in the neck, wrist, and back. Period. He related he started working that day around 8 a.m. and did heavy lifting until 9:30 when one of the units fell onto his head. Pretty took a break around 11 a.m. and then returned to work at 11:30 a.m. Period. He did not complain of any pain as he had been out of work for a month due to a snowstorm. Period. The trailers were held up in customs and he did not want to lose any hours. Period. He also related when handing one of the units to a co-worker, he felt pain in the left groin area and the right side of his stomach above the navel. Period. He completed his work shift about 2:30 p.m. Period. Towards the end of that shift, he was operating a forklift when he had pain in the left wrist, neck, and back. Period. The next day, everything was stiff and he had difficulty sleeping. Period. He was off work the next day. Period. On 3/5/21, he was scheduled to work but called out and sent an email to his supervisor and went to an urgent care center. Period. They would not see him without authorization from the employer. Period. He took off that day and applied heat and ice to the areas of pain, but did not take any medications. Period. He was off on Saturday and Sunday and scheduled to work on 3/9/21. Period. He then presented with the various symptoms noted above. Period. He was examined and diagnosed with left cervical radiculopathy, comma, acute left lumbar radiculopathy, comma, cervical strain, comma, lumbar strain, comma, left wrist strain, comma, acute head injury, comma, strain of the left inguinal region, comma, abdominal muscle strain, comma, and strain of the left acromic clavicular joint. Period was started on acetaminophen and cyclobenzaprine. Period was also referred for a CAT scan of the brain and to physical therapy. Period, other x-rays were also ordered. Period, new paragraph on 3-9-21, he had x-rays of lumbar sacral spine that showed no acute abnormality or compression deformity. Period, there was multi-level degenerative disc changes and straightening to correlate for spasm. Period, he also had x-rays of the left wrist that showed no acute bony abnormalities. Period, x-rays of the cervical spine showed no acute bony abnormality or compression deformity. Period, there were degenerative disc changes noted at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7. Period, CAT scan of his brain on 3-19-21 was without evidence of acute intracranial hemorrhage, comma, midline shift, comma, hydrocephalus, comma, or acute infarct. Period, there were also no acute bony changes. Period, he returned to Concentra to review these results with him. Period, he had been working modified duty and taking the medications as prescribed. Period. He was also diagnosed with abdominal muscle strain and issued a wrist brace. Period. His progress was monitored here through 4-1-21. Period. On that occasion, he was referred for a specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Gerling, G-E-R-L-I-N-G, on 3-31-21. Period. He diagnosed lumbar strain and cervical strain, for which he ordered MRI studies of both regions. Period. New paragraph. MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 5-18-21 to be inserted. Period. That same day, he had an MRI of the cervical spine, whose results will be inserted. Period. He followed up with Dr. Gerling on 6-2-21 to review these results. Period. He now added additional diagnoses of symptoms of nausea, dizziness, and short-term memory loss. Period. He feels numbness in his thighs. Period. He was then continued on conservative management. Period. They did discuss possible surgical intervention, including anterior cervical discectomy and fusion. Period. It was written he had cervical myelopathy. Period. He was also diagnosed with herniated disc and spondylolisthesis in the lumbar spine, for which physical therapy would be continued. Period. Physical exam, general appearance, he stated 1 month before this incident, he published a book on his own. Period. He starts to head, eyes, ears is normal. Neurologic is normal. He states he had a brain bleed and this left him with residual cognitive effects, leading to the need for assistance in his paperwork. But he complains of occasional difficulty vocalizing from his brain injury. Paired extremities upper. Inspection revealed a healed open surgical scar at the posterior right elbow, consistent with fracture and surgery. Paired there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired motion of both shoulders was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Shoulder maneuver is normal. Extremities lower, he remained in his jeans. Paired motion of the hips was full, but without crepitus, but elicited low back tenderness. Paired motion of the knees and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Spine, cervical, active flexion was 40 degrees, common extension 50 degrees, common rotation right 70 degrees and left 60 degrees, with side bending left 40 degrees, paired side bending right was full to 45 degrees. The rest is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right elicited pain in the back of his head that is entirely non-physiologic. But he had no low back or radicular symptoms on the right or the left. Impressions on 3-3-21, Gregory Williamson was handling heavy air conditioners. Brady states that his wrist gave out when he was maneuvering one of them and it struck his head without loss of consciousness. Paired, he did not seek emergent treatment. Paired, in fact, he first underwent treatment at Concentra on 3-9-21 with a host of symptoms. Paired, he then had x-rays of these areas that showed no acute abnormalities. Paired, a CAT scan of the head was also negative for acute abnormalities. Paired, as time went on, Mr. Williamson added subjective complaints and body areas that were affected. Paired, he was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Gerling. Paired, MRI studies of the cervical and lumbar spine were done on 5-18-21, as noted above. Paired, physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Paired, they discussed surgical intervention on the neck, but this was not completed. Paired, in paragraph, the current examination found he had mildly decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine, but Sperling's maneuver was negative. Paired had crepitus at both shoulders, but full range of motion. Paired provocative maneuvers there were negative. Paired, he was neurologically intact. Paired, he had full range of motion in the lumbar spine without discomfort. Paired, he complained of pain in the back of his head with supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right. Paired, this is entirely non-physiologic. Paired, new paragraph. There is 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck and the back for the residuals of pre-existing multi-level degenerative disc and joint disease. Paired at the left shoulder and head, there is 0% permanent partial total disability. Paired. And looking at his intake paperwork, he did report a history of a stroke and aortic dissection. Paired, he sustained a brain bleed in his brainstem in September 2022. He was hospitalized for nearly a month at that time. Period. He has not returned to the workforce. Period. End.